Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I have actually just prayed today that the Lord would give me joy and excitement as I read His Word and as I pray for you, and He has filled me up. And so get ready, because I'm excited to be able to read to you Revelation chapter 8 from the World English Bible, and this is what it says. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood over the altar, having a golden censer. Much incense was given to him, that he should add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. The smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hands. The angel took the censer, and he filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it on the earth. Thunders, sounds, lightnings, and an earthquake followed. The seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first sounded, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown down to the earth. One third of the earth was burned up, and one third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded, and something like a great burning mountain was thrown into the sea. One third of the sea became blood, and one third of the living creatures which were in the sea died. One third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch, and it fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs of the waters. The name of the star was called Wormwood. One third of the waters became wormwood. Many people died from the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, so that one third of them would be darkened, and the day wouldn't shine for one third of it, and the night in the same way. I saw, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe for those who dwell on the earth because of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels who are yet to sound." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for, again, just preparing us for what will happen in the future. And I know that this book is both pragmatic and metaphorical, and I cannot pretend to know and sift through which is which. But I do know this, it doesn't sound good, and that your judgment will be complete and it will be just. And so instead of focusing on these calamities, I'm choosing to focus today on the fact that you hear our prayers and that you are righteous and just, and you will do the exact perfect thing. Lord, our understanding of life and godliness and other people and situations and the earth and how things work is extremely limited. We are like a little dot of sand in our understanding, but you know all, you hold all. It says in you, all things hold together. And so I pray that you would hold us together today, Lord. And Lord, this picture is so beautiful to me, especially as the host of Pray Every Day, that an angel stood over the altar with a golden censer and incense was given, and that he added it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. What a beautiful metaphor, but also what a beautiful picture of what our prayers are. So right now, as I'm praying, and right now, as you, as those listening today are praying, these are prayers which are being added to a golden altar that is ascending before the throne of God night and day. We are part of a holy movement of prayer. And it matters. It is seen. It is noticed. God is hearing our prayers, and it is powerful. And so, Lord, help us not to lose heart and grow weary when things don't seem to be moving in the right direction, or we seem to be hurting too much, or we don't see the answer to those decades-long prayers. Instead, help us to endure, but to endure with joy. Help us to realize and to picture in our head, okay, this prayer is on this golden altar, and it is before the throne of God, and the God of the universe, who created everything, who's granted us access through Jesus Christ, is listening to those prayers. Lord, help us to cement that in our minds today, to really, truly, deeply, fully believe that our prayers move the heart of God. And we just need to know that today. Would you reconfirm that in our hearts today? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith, and you can find out more about her at cricketkeith.com. And she has a brand new book coming out. It's a new Bible study. It's called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. Now that I think would be amazing. Now she has tested this Bible study that is produced by Moody in front of an actual audience. And so she knows what works. And she said her audience will tell her if something isn't working and what is. So anyway, how to spell her name? It's Cricket with two T's. So C-R-I-C-K-E-T-T. And then Keith is with two E's. K-E-E-T-H.com/books. And you will be able to find out more about Before the Throne. So someone asked her a question. Do you remember how you felt during the shutdowns due to COVID in the spring of 2020? So this was birthed during COVID. And she writes this: most of us felt at a loss as we faced something we'd never faced before. Uncertainty and fear overwhelmed us. And so she spent those days of isolation at home to pray through the prayers in the Bible, ding, 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 that addressed difficult times, and began writing a Bible study on those prayers. And the result is this book, Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. And even though it was written during COVID, it's applicable for all the challenging times that we go through in life. So Cricket, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And again, you can find this anywhere books are sold. It's called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. It's put out by Moody, and you can find out more at cricketkeith.com. That's with two T's and two E's. And thanks again. And I hope you, all of you who are going through difficult times, will pick this up and really experience the prayers of the Bible, which is something I'm super excited about.